with Empire KVCR News. I'm Shereen Awad. The coronavirus crisis in California has major industries, from agriculture to construction, pushing to bend environmental regulations to make it easier to keep doing business. But the governor's office says that won't happen. KEP Radio's Ezra David Romero reports.
The group sent letters to state leadership in late March because they're dealing with financial loss from the pandemic. They say environmental regulations on top of COVID-19 make it hard to operate. Consider the trucking industry. It wants a proposal to get more electric semi-trucks on roads stopped or significantly changed. But that's not about to happen, says Kate Gordon, the governor's senior advisor on climate.
In terms of sort of this being a moment we use to kind of backtrack all of our regulations, that's not happening.
She realizes it's very tough for businesses now and says there will be some grace for industries. For example, the decision on electrifying trucks is pushed back a month. But this is a moment to lean into rules that make California's air more breathable, says Bill McGavern with the Coalition for Clean Air.
They're using this crisis as an excuse to try to weaken or delay those safeguards.
Over the past 2 weeks, major California cities have seen around a 30% reduction in nitrogen oxide levels. That's a pollutant produced by burning fossil fuels, says Ronald Cohen with the Berkeley Atmospheric Science Center.
This moment is teaching us a lot about how to think about prevention. A little bit more early action on the climate front could have the same kinds of benefits. It won't take 10 days for us to see it. It'll take 20 years for us to see it.
And that's why Cohen says relaxing environmental rules in California shouldn't be an option. In Sacramento, I'm Ezra David Romero.
Many Californians are still unsure about whether to use a cloth face mask outside of the home. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention just started recommending them for healthy people instead of just for sick people and health workers. State health officials say cloth masks are an option, but wearing one doesn't mean you can get close to other people. KEP Radio's Sammy Keola explains.
Wearing a cloth mask helps reduce the likelihood that we'll breathe the virus out into the world, but it doesn't do a great job protecting us from other people. Studies show that a cloth covering lets 97% of air particles through, while a medical mask lets only 44% of particles through.
But health officials are not recommending medical masks like N95 masks for all Californians because these should be saved for healthcare workers. Many people are sewing masks at home for themselves and their loved ones. The CDC says the masks can be made from materials you have around the house. Millions of Californians are staying home, and that appears to be flattening the curve. But California's number of COVID-19 cases is not expected to reach its peak for several more weeks. Governor Gavin Newsom says to keep these numbers low, residents need to keep staying home.
The models mean nothing if we begin to step back and change our behavior by getting cabin fever and no longer practicing physical distancing. Physical distancing is working.
There are more than 14,000 confirmed cases in California, but not enough testing to ensure that number is accurate. Just over 1,000 of those are patients in the ICU. California is loaning out 500 ventilators to other states being hit hard by the coronavirus. The machines will go to the national stockpile, where the federal government will decide which states to send them to. Governor Gavin Newsom called it a moral responsibility to help those most in need.
We looked at our modeling, we looked at conditions on the ground, and we feel confident in our capacity to meet our needs as we support the needs of others.
California hospitals have around 11,000 ventilators, and Newsom says the state is working on acquiring and refurbishing thousands more. KVCR News is updating our website daily with the latest information on coronavirus and its impact to both San Bernardino County and Riverside County. For the latest updates, please go to kvcrnews.org to see how your community is being directly affected. With Empire KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad.